So it's a great time that we are into the new year. It is not just an accident. It is not just that you can say that I got a privilege. It is the mercy and the grace of God that we are in His presence. And we should be so thankful that He brought us into a new year. And most of the people, you know, if you see around, they were fighting a fight against COVID, against the principalities, against other things. So today I'm going to bring you a message of a new year, which is about Elisha. So before we go into the sermon, we're going to open our Bibles and let's go to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4 and verse number 38 to 34. So the main heading of the sermon is the boiling pot. So verse number 38, Elisha came again to Gilgal where there was a famine in the land, and as the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, he said to his servant, "Set on a large pot and a boiling stool for the sons of the prophets." One of them went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered from it his lap full of wild gourds and came and cut them up into the pot of stew, not knowing what they were. And they poured out some of the men to eat, but while they were eating of the stew, they cried out, "Oh, man of God, there is death in the pot," and they could not eat it. He said, "Then bring flour," and he threw it into the pot and said, "Pour some out of the man, and they may eat." And there was no harm in the pot. And a man came from Baal-Shepha, bringing the man of God bread of the first fruit, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh of grain in his sack. And Elisha said, "Give to the men, and they may eat." But his servant said, "How can set this before 100 men?" So he repeated, "Give them to the men, and they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. So we came into that era that this year is like a boiling pot. Why I am doing that? Because if you see that, I'll wish you a happy new year again. So according to the Jewish calendar, I want to give you the head start that we are in the era of something going into a situation that we have to face in a future. So according to the Jewish calendar, this era was started in 2020. So this year is, according to the Jewish calendar, it is 5783, which means that we are in 2023. This year also stands for a Gimel. Gimel is just the word that comes from the book of Judges, chapter number 6. And it's associated with the life of Gideon. So the Gideon, if you pronounce that word in Hebrew terms, it comes with Gimel. So the Hebrew root word is Gimel, which means justification, repayment, or giving of a reward or a punishment. So Gimel is the era which is started, as I said, in 5-7 AD. In 2020, we started a new era. You know, Jewish have their own cycle which they follow, 7 years. And this last year that we came into 2023, the last 2022, ended up with the Shemitah year of the end. So we started with the new era. So I'm going to go through from 2020 how these years were pronounced. So the year 5780-2020 was also called Apeh / Feh. Also, Hebrew words for that is mouth. So that 2020 was start with the mouth. The mouth of God is like a lion. So the lion is opening his mouth to say something in 2020. And then we come into the next year. The next year is 5781, which is 2021. And that is Shin. And that is called in Hebrew Shin. In English, it is the teeth. So lion is showing his teeth that I am going to fight for you and I am going to protect you from all the evil. And then we move into the next year, which is the last year, which is called 5782. And 2022nd, the year of Tav and Bet. These are the two alphabets that were in the Hebrew terms. So it means the mark. The God will going to mark the things when he open his mouth and with the teeth, and when somebody bites you, it give you the mark on yourself. So God will going to mark something on the people. So he did that in last year. So this year is 5783, and this means that the new cycle will going to start. Remember, in 2022, the Shemitah year was ended. So the new cycle with the Jewish term, it started. So their calendar is not our calendar. They follow their biblically calendar. And their calendar started in September the 3rd week. So in 2022, September the 3rd week, their new year, which is called the Rosh Hashanah in Hebrew terms, they started their new year. So the new year, the biblical term, as they follow the biblical calendar, it started from September 22nd, the third week, and it called the Shemitah year ended. So the new cycle is started. We are in the new era. We are in the new cycle of 7 year period. So our calendar starts from January the 1st, we say Happy New Year. So, God works in all times. And He wants us to be familiar that where we are going into the future. And what we have to think. And how we have to take the steps. So, that's why I put that in my heart that God has put that to share the gospel with you through the boiling pot. What does mean the boiling pot? The pot is also mentioned several times in the gospel or in the scriptures. So I choose some of the passages that I can explain better what it means. So pot, vessel, or a container. You can use it for oil or storage something, food, or whatever you want to put in that pot. So it is also says in the Bible, the pot, the jar, the vessel, and the container. So these are the 4 or 5 words familiar with you when you read the scriptures. So it preserves oil, water, food, or some other things. So in Jewish culture, they also use the pot, the container, the vessel, the jar, to put all the ashes from the altar of the sacrifice. They put and they gather all the ashes in the pot. So that is also, the pot was used at that time. So, the word pot vessel is mentioned, I already said. The first mention was in the book of Exodus, chapter number 16, when God communicated with Israel through the prophet Moses. Moses talking to Aaron, and he says, get a pot and put in that pot a manna. Manna is a sign that God is sustaining. God is taking care of your needs. God is going to fulfill all your needs. Manna is a sign that God is a bread. And He said, Jesus said in the book of John, He says, I am the bread of life who came down. So whoever eats from me and drinks from me, he will never die. He will going to live forever and ever. And that's why as a church, when we come together, we celebrate the communion. And we we take part in that and we observe in our life and we claim it's the life everlasting. Because if you have Jesus in your life, you live for everlasting. Because you are preserved in the name of Jesus Christ. So, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 16, verse number 33, it says, Moses talked to Aaron and said, bring a pot and then fill it with the manna and put it into a container. There was another container, and that is the jar is going to another container, and the another container was the Ark of Covenant. The Ark of Covenant is the big picture that God is going to use in the New Testament, is the sign of Jesus Christ. You know, in the Ark of Covenant, there was a manna, there was a rod of Aaron, and there was a Ten Commandments. It's the picture of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the high priest. Jesus is the bread. And Jesus is the Word of God. John, very first chapter, says that Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. So that is all the picture. So manna is in the jar and in the container. It gives you the idea that God is going to use you as a jar, as a pot, as a vessel, as a container into His presence when you come and take part in a communion and you fill up with the bread of Jesus and with the wine of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. So when you go out, you can sustain others, you can touch others and bring others into the presence of the Lord. So that is a great analogy that we should know about that, that I am as a jar, I am as a pot, I am as a vessel. So are you at the point of boiling? You know, when you put a pot on a stove, you have to put on a certain degree or a centigrade and it boils in a certain place. When it boils, it gives you the steam. It cooks something and you can feed somebody. You can feed your children. You can feed your family, or you can cook for your church, or you can bring a meal into the presence of the Lord. So that is also a sign that God will going to sustain us. God will going to meet our need. Even though when they were passing through the wilderness, God provided a food in the wilderness. So whenever you see that I am having a hardship, I am having a problem, I am going through with the wilderness time, so God is there to provide, to meet your needs, whatever you need. So the next pot was used in the book of Judges. As I already mentioned before, the book of Judges is the picture of this year, 2023. Gemil is the word that used from the word Gideon. Gideon, in English we say is Gideon, but in Hebrew it is Gamal. So it is the word that used for that. So it gives you the attitude. What happened at the time of Gideon? If you go into the book of Judges, chapter number 6, it gives you the story that Israelite was very into the war. They were very troubled time. They were worried. They were anxious. They were thrown out because whatever they were plowing, whatever they were getting from the fields, whatever they are getting for their families, all was taken by the Midianites. They come and they take their crops. They take their food. They take their all the things. And they were so worried. They were anxious. And they were looking. Where are you, God? You cannot defend us. You cannot fight for us. So God came while they were crying, while they were looking for God. God came to Gideon and said, bring me a pot. And then he put everything into the pot, and then he brought it in front of the angel. And angel consumed it with the fire of the Lord. And then it comes into that. Now I am going to fight for you. And it is also the time when you confess your sins. Lord, I am here to worship you. Lord, I am here to honor you. Lord, I am here to confess my sins. I want to give myself into your hand. Mold me as you want. Use me as you want. Oh Lord, deliver me from all the snares. Lord, put me not in my jar. Don't put a wild wine, but put me your wine. Because you promise in John chapter 15, you promise, I am the true wine. So whoever drinks from me, he will never get thirsty. And he will going to be fed. And he will going to be sustained. Or she will be able to stay sustained. So, in book of Judges, Gideon said, Lord, my tribe is not a mighty tribe. I am from the tribe of Manasseh. So my tribe is a little tribe. We cannot even fight. We cannot even go further. So God said, I will go and fight for you. You just put yourself as a pot in my hands. And I will going to preserve you. And I will going to fight for you. And I will going to use you mightily. And you will going to save others. So Gideon fought for Israelite, and they won the war, and they rid of all the Midianites, and they start worshiping the Lord. That is in the book of Judges. So the next part was used in the book of Job. Job, you know the story of Job. He was going through a terrible situation. His family was lost, his children was gone, his everything was gone, and he is going through chaos. All the things were on his body. He cannot even have a good physician. He don't have money to go and see a physician. So he is going through a terrible time of his life. So God told him, you have to bring a pot before me. That is a sign of sacrifice. That is a sign of offering. That is a sign you surrender yourself and you tell Lord, I cannot fight this fight. I cannot handle this disease. God, I cannot handle these circumstances. So Lord, can you come and take care of this? Job was humbly praying before the Lord. And he's looking for the time that God was going to give him the privilege to go through and take over everything again. So, in Job chapter number 41, verse number 20 to 31, you read that God put all things back into the action. These are the last two chapters of the book of Job. So, when you see that God has reversed everything back to him, when you put yourself in God's hand, when you go patiently, when you humble before God, when you put yourself into his hand, don't worry about the things, don't worry about the circumstances, don't worry about what's going on in your house, in your church, in your things, but you faithfully seeking the will of the Lord. You are faithfully walking through the word of God. You are faithfully doing your part and telling Lord, I am in your hand. Use me. Make me a new vessel. Mold me, O Lord. That's what the next we're going to go into the book of Jeremiah. Book of Jeremiah talks about that. That Lord, direct Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I have taken you from the womb of your mother. And the womb of mother is also like a pot that he preserved children, that he sustained them, and he bring them on this earth, and they can have a life in abundance. So Jeremiah was having a hard time. The people are under the persecution. They were under the Babylonian government, and they were having a hard time, and they were going through with the hard things. So God said, Jeremiah, let me show you something. Let me tell you something. And that is the same good news that we have. If you are going through hardship, if you are going through with the trouble, if you're going through the chaos, if so many things going around you, in your family, in your church, in our country right now, you think about that. If you turn on your TV, you will going to find out all the bad news on the TV. You will not find a good news. But if you turn to the God's word, it will say, the good news is for you. The good news is for you. So in this new year, open your Bible. Start studying the Bible. And this is the good news that God is preaching you. Put yourself in God's hand. And that's what he says to Jeremiah. Bring a new pot, and I am going to make you a new pot. And if you come into the Jeremiah 18, he brought him to the potter's house, where everything was made new. The vessels were making new. So God said, I will make you a new vessel. So if you put yourself in God's hand, he will mold you. He will shape you. He will going to redo everything around you. And he will going to put you into the position that he can use you mightily and wonderfully as he used Jeremiah in the Old Testament. So this is from the Old Testament. But when you come into the New Testament, Jesus came into the situation where there are six spots. If you come into the second chapter of the John's second chapter, and you're going to find the story of a wedding. There was a wedding going on, and at the wedding, there was the shortage of the wine. And remember what Jesus said? Fill these pots with the water, and it is a sign of your baptism. It is a sign of your baptism. So God wants you to fulfill you with the new baptism, with the new thoughts, with the new ideas, and he is going to not leave you just like a water. But when he says, okay, now take it out from that pot. So what was brought out from those pots? It was a wine. And it was not a same wine that was distributed at the wedding. It was the wine that kings drink, high people drink. So God wants to make you a precious wine that you can go as a priest, as a king, into the wilderness and sustain others through the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So 2023, you should give yourself as a pot to your family, to your church, to all, wherever you are. Bring it to the presence of the Lord and tell him, Lord, mold me, use me, fill me with the water, and then speak word upon me that I can turn into a vine, that it can sustain others, and it can bring life to others, that I can save others. I can bring them into the presence of the Lord. I can bring them into your house, Lord, and I can build your house, and I can glorify your name on the Most High, Lord. That is what the meaning of the boiling pot in this era is this, Lord. You know, when you boil something, the steam comes out. And the steam comes out, it gives you like a little bit nourishment, right? So when you cook into the certain degrees, it cooks the meat. You can sustain. If somebody is hungry, you can feed it. So that is the body of Christ. Yes, Lord, I am a pot. And fill me with your bread. Fill me with your wine that I can sustain others, that I can fulfill others' need, and I can bring your body together, because as a church we are one body and we are a different part of a body used to work together for his glory. So when you come into the book of John, chapter number 4, you're going to find another pot. A lady with a pot came to the well, and Jesus is sitting over there. Think about that. Today you came to church with a vessel in your hand. You know what is a vessel in your hand? Your offering is a vessel in God's hand. And Jesus said, thank you, my son. Thank you, my daughter, that you are here to feed me. Because that's what the question was to that lady. Can you please feed me? Can you give me a drink? So, you remember that story. So Jesus gave her a new pot. Jesus made her a new pot. Jesus turned around everything. She was having a hard time. She was not having a good marriage system in herself. She was living with already 5 husbands. And this one, this man was now, she was living when she was talking to Jesus, was the 6th one. And Jesus told the story about what she is going through. Jesus knows your story. You don't have to tell him. He knows you. He knows you before you come into his presence. And when you come and humble yourself, she said, Lord, give me what you have. So today, you should ask the Lord, Lord, give me what you have that I can become a gospel to others, that I can become a good news to others, that I can become a good sustainer to others, that I can heal somebody, that I can touch somebody, that I can change their mind, that I can change their thoughts, that I can change their ideas. It's not by my will. It's not by my effort. It's not by my wisdom. It's all because of your will, because of your idea, because of your glory, because of your power, because of your wisdom. And that is all comes through in one package, and it's called the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the big encyclopedia. You don't have to open the books. You just kneel down before Him and ask Him, Lord, open and give me that I become a new vessel into your presence. And the same thing happened in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9. So God reveals everything in the book of Hebrews. Hebrew is the book that is the shortest summary from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. So in Hebrew, God says, I communicate with you in the beginning. I communicate with my people, with the prophets. But nowadays, I'm communicating through my Son. I'm talking to you. So my Son is the Ark of Covenant. My Son, you have to carry. You remember when Israel go for the war, they have to carry the Ark of the Covenant. If the Ark of the Covenant is not with them, they cannot win the war. So today, you have to carry Jesus. You have to carry. Because in the New Testament, in the book of Corinthians, it says that you are the temple of God. And the Spirit of the Lord lives in you. So you become a part in God's hand. And the Spirit of the Lord lives in you. And God wants to use you as a part to sustain somebody. And in Hebrews chapter 9 verse number 4 it says that part was kept in the ark. And the ark is the sign of Jesus Christ, the Word. And the priesthood, the high priest, you know, if you go into the Peter 2nd chapter verse number 9, it says, you are from the royal family. You are the priesthood. So we are the priest, and we should work as a priest. We should come into God's hand. So this 2023 is giving you a new cycle, new circle of the 7 year. And it's God want you to use you. Tell Him, Lord, I am here to give myself as a pot, as a vessel, as a container. As you want, use me. Mold me and fill me with your presence, with your future, Lord, with your understanding, with your plan, Lord. I need all those things in my life, Lord. I just surrender myself. I just humble myself and I confess my sins. Yes, I have done so many things wrong, just like Jeremiah did in his, he says, I cannot speak, God. But he says, who makes the mouth? I made a mouth. So in the book of Romans, it says, when you confess through your mouth and believe in your heart, that will happen for you. So this is the era, this is the time that we should confessing that, Lord, I am coming into your glory as a vessel, as a pot. Boil me to the point that I can sustain others, that I can feed others, that I can be used for your glory. Fill me with the new wine, Lord. Make me a new pot, Lord. Make me that I can be used for your glory. So this year is a year to be sustained to others. This year is a divine turnaround. In an English term, we can use this year is a divine turnaround. So this year, we're going to take you from the pot that He will use you, and then you keep using until He fulfills His purpose. So thank God that He brought us into this era that we can use as a vessel, as a pot, into His presence that God can use mightily for His glory. So Happy New Year, and tell the Lord, Lord, I am here to worship you. I am here to honor you, and I am here to work for your glory. Use me as a vessel. Use me as a pot. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your life.